Okay, today I have prepared a passage from the book of Acts, chapter 9.
今天我们正道的经文是在《使徒行传》的第九章。
Those who are familiar with the Bible, you know that this is a story of Paul.
这段经文是关于保罗的信息。
And actually, according to Luke, he still call him Saul.
我们看到在《使徒行传》一开始，保罗作者路加称保罗为扫罗。
And let me read the story in English, and then we'll let a brother read it in Chinese.
好。中牧师先用英文来读《使徒行传》的第九章，然后我用中文来读《使徒行传》的第九章。
And we are reading Acts chapter 9 from 1 to 31.
使徒行传第九章第一节到第三十一节。
This is the word of the Lord.
这是神的话语。
But Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues at Damascus.So that if he found any belonging to the way, men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Now as he went on his way, he approached Damascus, and suddenly a light from the heaven shone around him. And falling to the ground, he heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And he said, Who are you, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But rise and enter the city.And you will be told what you are to do. The men who were traveling with him stood speechless, hearing the voice but seeing no one. Saul rose from the ground, and although his eyes were open, he saw nothing. So they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And for 3 days he was without sight, and neither ate nor drank. Now there was a disciple at Damascus named Ananias.The Lord said to him in a vision, Ananias, and he said, Here I am, Lord. And the Lord said to him, Rise and go to the street called Straight, and at the house of Judas look for a man of Tarsus named Saul, for behold, he is praying. And he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias come in and lay his hands on him so that he might receive his sight. But Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard from many about this man.How much evil he has done to your saints at Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priests to bind all who call on your name. But the Lord said to him, Go, for he is a chosen instrument of mine to carry my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name. So Ananias departed and entered the house.And laying his hands on him, he said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road by which you came, has sent me so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And immediately something like scales fell from his eyes, and he regained his sight. Then he rose and was baptized, and taking food, he was strengthened.For some days he was with the disciples in Damascus, and immediately he proclaimed Jesus in the synagogue, saying, He is the Son of God. And all who heard him were amazed and said, Is not this the man who made havoc in Jerusalem of those who called upon this name? And has he not come here for this purpose to bring them bound before the chief priests? But Saul increased all the more in strength.And confounded the Jews who lived in Damascus by proving that Jesus was the Christ. When many days had passed, the Jews plotted to kill him, and their plot became known to Saul. They were watching the gates day and night in order to kill him, but his disciples took him by night and let him down through an opening in the wall, lowering him in a basket. And when he had come to Jerusalem, he attempted to join the disciples.And they were all afraid of him, for they did not believe that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles and declared to them how on the road he had seen the Lord who spoke to him, and how at Damascus he had preached boldly in the name of Jesus. So he went in and out among them in Jerusalem, preaching boldly in the name of the Lord. And he spoke and disputed against the Hellenists, but they were seeking to kill him. And when the brothers learned this, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him off to Tarsus. So the church throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria had peace and was being built up, and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, it multiplied.
使徒行传第九章第一节到第三十一节，保罗仍然向你们门徒口吐威吓凶杀的话，去见大祭司，求文书给大马士革的各会堂，若是找着信奉这道的人，无论男女，都准他捆绑带到耶路撒冷。扫罗行路将到大马士革，忽然天上发光，四面照着他，他就扑倒在地，听见有声音对他说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？”他说：“主啊，你是谁？”主说：“我就是你所逼迫的基督。起来，进城去，你所当做的事必有人告诉你。”同行的人站在那里说不出话来，听见声音却看不见人。扫罗从地上起来，睁开眼睛，竟不能看见什么。有人拉他的手，领他进了大马士革，三日不能看见，也不吃也不喝。当下在大马士革有一个门徒名叫亚拿尼亚，主在异象中对他说：“亚拿尼亚。”他说：“主，我在这里。”主对他说：“起来，往直接去，在犹大的家里访问一个大树人名叫扫罗，他正祷告，又看见一个人名叫亚拿尼亚进来，按手在他身上，叫他能看见。亚拿尼亚回答说：“主啊，我听见许多人说，这人怎样在耶路撒冷多多苦害你的圣徒，并且他在这里有从祭司长得来的权柄，捆绑一切求告诉你的人。”主对亚拿尼亚说：“你只管去，他是我所拣选的器皿，要在外邦人和君王并以色列人面前宣扬我的名，我也要指示他为我的名必须受许多的苦难。”亚拿尼亚就去了，进入那家，把手按在扫罗身上，说：“兄弟扫罗，在你来的路上向你显现的主就是耶稣打发我来叫你们看见，又被圣灵充满。”扫罗的眼睛好像有云立刻掉下来，他就能看见，于是起来受了洗，吃过饭就健壮。扫罗和大马士革的门徒同住了些日子，就在各会堂宣传耶稣，就说他是神的儿子。凡听见的人都惊奇，说在耶路撒冷残害求告这名的，不就是不是这人吗？并且他到这里来，各要捆绑他们，带到祭司长那里。但扫罗越发有能力，能驳倒大马士革的犹太人，证明耶稣是基督。过了好些日子，犹太人商议要杀扫罗，但他们的计谋被扫罗知道了，他们又昼夜在城门守候要杀他。他的门徒就在夜间用桩子把他从城墙上坠下来。扫罗到了耶路撒冷，想与门徒结交，他们却都怕，不信他是门徒，唯有巴拿巴耶带巴领去见使徒，把他在路上怎么看见主，主怎么向他说话，他在大马士革怎么奉耶稣的名放胆传道，都述说出来。于是扫罗在耶路撒冷和门徒出入来往，奉主的名放胆传道，并说希腊话的犹太人讲论辩驳，他们却想法子要杀他。弟兄们知道就动了，就送他下凯撒利亚，打发他往大树去。那时犹太、加利利、撒玛利亚各处的教会都得平安，被建立，凡事敬畏主，蒙圣灵的安慰，人数就增多了。
There is an African idiom that goes like this: It takes a village to raise a child.
在非洲有一句谚语叫做养育一个孩子需要一整个村庄。
However, in our culture in the States, and sometimes in our thinking, we don't think that way.
但是在我们所身处的文化中，常常就不是这样思考问题。
Yeah, if by individualism, we often think about we have to do this on our own.
在我们的这个日常文化当中，我们崇尚的是个人主义。个人主义就认为，我们生活当中的一切事儿都只是个人的私事儿。
It's my thing. I have to do it.
这是我自己的事情，我自己来做吧。
On the other hand, we will be over-spiritualized, the teaching of the Bible.
或者相反，我们很有可能走向另外一个极端。
过分的属灵化，是不是这样子？
就是过分的强调神的工作。
So we think about all these things as if God's work, and I don't have to do much.
会感觉我们的属灵成长只是神在做事，我们自己不需要负上任何的责任。
And when we think about growth, we, in our context, we think about spiritual growth.
让我们想想我们属灵成长的这个问题。
And it is true that I think the Bible will show us in this story that spiritual growth also needs a village.
让我们看在今天的这段经文当中，一个人的属灵成长，他一个基督徒的属灵成长，同样也需要一整座村庄。
We need a crowd of people to come around us to help us to grow.
我们需要周围弟兄姐妹的帮助。
Now, I think the life of Paul shows that to us.
我们相信保罗他的人生的经历向我们证明了这一点。
The book of Acts is very interesting.
使徒行传里面非常的有意思。
Because it tells us the show us explosive growth of the church.
因为它向我们展示了这个教会爆炸性的增长。
It talks about the ascension of Christ, the Pentecost, the signs and wonders of the early church, and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
它让我们看到了它向我们讲述了基督的升天、五旬节、早期教会当中的神迹奇事，包括圣灵浇灌在当时的犹太人、撒玛利亚人和外邦人身上。
And the gospel of the church spread from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria and to the end of the world.
使徒行传向我们讲述了福音和教会是如何一步步从耶路撒冷直到犹太、撒玛利亚直到地极的扩展。
And we as Chinese are on the receiving end of this gospel and this blessing.
我们会看到今天我们中国人听到福音也正是受到这个祝福。
And chapter 9 is particularly important.
使徒行传第九章是额外重要的一章。
Because chapter 1 to 5 talk about the story of Peter. Chapter 1 to 5 talk about Peter.
因为我们会看到这个使徒行传的第一章和第五章，它就像彼得他的一个人物传记。
And it's most of the time about the story in Jerusalem.
我们会看到在那段的记载主要是发生在耶路撒冷的事情。
And then chapter 6 and 7 talk about the story of Stephen.
我们会看到在使徒行传的第六章和第七章他讲的主要就是斯提凡的传记。
And also about the story in Jerusalem.
那这段事情呢其实也是发生在耶路撒冷。
But as Stephen was killed and Christian were fleeing Jerusalem, the story has come to Samaria.
我们会看到伴随着斯提凡的殉道，他们离开耶路撒冷，其实福音就随之传到了撒玛利亚。
And we have the story of Philip in chapter 8.
我们会看到使徒行传第八章讲的是使徒腓力他的事迹。
About the ministry and the spread of the gospel in Samaria and beyond.
我们会看到在第八章的时候，神灵借着使徒把福音传到了撒玛利亚这个更远的地方。
And then chapter 9, the chapter we're going to study today, is about an apostle who will be appointed to go beyond that and to go to the Gentiles.
在第九章我们会看到福音一步步的开始传到外邦人的地界。
Of course, Saul is famous. I mean, he has written a lot of books in the Bible.
我们会看到这里面使徒行传第九章的扫罗就是后来非常著名的使徒保罗。
He's probably one of the most educated author in the New Testament.
我们会看到这个保罗他几乎可以说是新约的所有作者中他可能是受教育程度最高的。
Of course, we know that at the beginning he hated Christians.
然而奇怪的, 就是在他不是的生涯开始之前,
Actually, he was the one who was really happy that Stephen was killed.
我们曾经看到他曾经很高兴地见到斯蒂凡被杀。
So that is a very that's how we know about Saul at the beginning. But then when we look at this chapter, Acts chapter 9 verse
31.
If we read 31 as if we don't actually know Saul, and it seems like Saul is nowhere to be found. Because they talk about the church. They talk about the church as the church throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria had peace and was being built up and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, it multiplied.
都得平安,被建立,凡事敬畏主,蒙圣灵的安慰,人数就增多了。
The early church had problems.
我们会看到这个早期教会的蒙受的护理。
They experienced persecutions.
他们经历了逼迫。
And actually Paul has a part of that.
我们会看到保罗他就是一个逼迫者。
And people die because of their faith.
我们会看到有
However, when we read until the end of verse 31, is very interesting because the church continued to multiply. And now I think it's important for us to look at Saul and what has happened to Saul. If we briefly go over the story, you know that Jesus had turned him around. So I think it's important for us to look at this story and understand how God did that. We know that God is even active today. So that we can see that God used small little guys, new believers, and he can use some people just to do small things in order to accomplish his plan. Well, we know that in Acts chapter 8, the Christians were dispersed. At the end of chapter 7, the Christians were dispersed and they moved out into Samaria. And now it seems like in verse 1, chapter 9, it talks about Saul again. And it seems like Saul just at the beginning of his career to persecute Christians. In fact, he's so zealous that he went to the high priest and get a letter and bring it to Damascus. For he's trying to arrest the Christians. So as he was in Jerusalem, he was trying to get a letter to go to Damascus to arrest the Christian and bring them back to Jerusalem. And actually at that time they were not called Christians. I think at that time they were called the people of the way.
Oh,
Yeah, in Chinese, the translation is not that it doesn't stand out like that, but in English it's very clear that the man of women of the way. So I think this story is telling us what happened to Saul as he was on the way to look for the people of the way. Yeah, the interesting thing is that while Paul was on the way to Damascus, Jesus stopped him. So that he cannot do anything. So he was trying to take the initiative to arrest the Christian and bring them back to Jerusalem, but Jesus like stopped him and told him, you need to wait and wait for instructions. So Saul was a very active persecutor of the believers, become someone who is very passive and waiting. He couldn't see, he couldn't eat, he couldn't drink. And it's Jesus who stopped him, and Jesus told him that you need to wait there and someone will tell you what to do. I think sometimes this is Jesus' message for us. Yeah, we expect ourselves to be the player of our game. I'm playing this game, it is for me, it's mine. And sometimes when we're dealing with that, Jesus will tell us, no, this not, that's not true. Yeah. However, in all these things, when we are like doing our thing, playing our game, can we actually see Jesus in the middle of all those things? Or is it we can see just our work, our ability? So this kind of story points us from ourselves to Jesus. Continue with read the story. It's kind of interesting because God seems to use a little guy to help Paul. We don't know much about Ananias. We know this Ananias was not that Ananias that has died in chapter 5.
我们知道在使徒行传第九章我说的这个亚拿尼亚并不是使徒行传第五章那个被主审判并且击杀的亚拿尼亚。We
know in chapter 22 this Ananias is a godly man.
我们看到在使徒行传第九章这个亚拿尼亚他是好的是敬虔的。
And we also know that this Ananias kind of disappeared from the Bible after this incident, this story here.
但是也正是这个好的亚拿尼亚他在后来的生命中就几乎再没提到的。
And also we know that actually this Ananias was Saul's target.
我们会看到这个亚拿尼亚，他的目标是扫罗。
Saul was trying to arrest him.
扫罗在
要抓他的。
扫罗其实此行的目的就是来抓他这个亚拿尼亚。
Yeah, but then Jesus asked him to go meet this guy.
但是我们会看到耶稣就让扫罗来等候，来见，让这个亚拿尼亚见到。
I guess that's why Ananias responded in verse 13 and 14.
所以我想这也是为什么当亚拿尼亚从神那里领受这个信息的时候，他在第十三节和第十四节，他会感到有所顾虑。
So I think essentially Ananias' response is that we have heard what he's doing. Are you crazy?
那亚拿尼亚他说：“主，难道你疯了吗？我听见许多人说，这个人是怎样的一个杀戮，迫害你的人。”
It's impossible. You want us to help him.
如果说我去帮助他，那这样的事也会发生在很有可能发生在我身上。
But then the reply of the Lord points out how he's going to do things.
但是我们会看到主回应他，你要去做这件事情。
He told Ananias that he would, let's see, that's like 15. He told Ananias that go, for he is a chosen instrument of mine to carry my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name.
我们会在第十五节和第十六节看到主对亚拿尼亚的一个回应。主对亚拿尼亚说，你只管去。他是我所拣选的器皿，要在外邦人、君王并以色列人面前宣扬我的名。我也要使他为我的名必须受许多的苦难。
So actually, Jesus is saying to Ananias that I want him. I want this guy.
所以我们会看到在这里，主对亚拿尼亚说：“我不但是需要你，我也需要那个人，也就是扫罗。”
I'm going to send him to the Gentiles, and I know what I'm doing.
我需要他在外邦。
And then Saul was appointed to suffer. And then you see that Ananias just went and go to meet Saul. You see that Ananias will enter that house on Straight Street, isn't it? Straight Street.
我们也会看到这个时候亚拿尼亚没有问更多的问题，他就去了进入那家，然后他主这时告诉他你要去到一个叫直接的地方。
It actually the story is kind of interesting because it seems like Jesus is playing with that word.
我们会看到主耶稣基督在。
所以 I don't know if this is as good as 玩一些那个文字的游戏。
主耶稣基督在这里就像做了一个文字游戏一样。
Okay, you're going to arrest the people of the way. Like Jesus, as if Jesus is saying, do you really want to arrest the people of the way?耶稣说：“你真不真是要抓那个那道那个走在那道里面的人？”然后呢，and then Jesus will also say, "Yeah, I'm going to arrest you when you are on that way to arrest them." 然后耶稣告诉他说：“你去的时候，我会抓你。”然后呢，他 and then he sent Ananias onto that street called Straight.And to help Saul. 我替你翻这个好了，就啊，就是。And then, 然后那个阿拿尼亚，那个耶稣就派那个阿拿尼亚去那个街上面，那个直街上面去帮助那个扫罗。So that's kind of like an interesting thing that they're doing there. Well, who is Ananias?
谁是亚拿尼亚？
Ananias is a little guy. And actually, Ananias was not even an apostle. The Bible just says he's a disciple. Not even any, like, not a deacon, not an apostle. But God particularly used him to do also some very simple things. Jesus did not ask Ananias to make long speeches. He asked him to go in, rest his hand on him, and then baptize him, and then he will receive the Holy Spirit. And sometimes we don't think like that. We don't think God will use someone like that. We more normally think that God used someone like Paul instead of someone like Ananias. But this story is telling us that without Ananias, there is no Paul. And Jesus liked to do something like that. We are not told why. We are just told that Jesus sent Ananias to help Paul to do this. I think sometimes when we look at ourselves, we should think about this. We sometimes, when we think that we are not even like Paul, we don't even want to do a thing. But the story here tells us that God can use someone like Ananias, do some small things. And because Ananias did all those the Lord asked him to do, the Spirit come upon Paul to do other works. Observe people around you. Observe things around us. We need to understand if the Lord is asking us to do something small. But small things in Jesus are important things. Or I think we can say there is no small things in Jesus. He planned those all, he appointed all those things, and it's important. Everything is important. Now, after that, what happened to Saul? What did he do? We know that he, after Ananias visited him, he had to spend some time with the believers in Damascus. Yeah, in fact, if we read Galatians chapter 1, verse 17 to 18, we know he spent at least 3 years in that area. He spent 3 years in that area.
He spent 3 years in that area.
Yeah, he spent time to, probably he knew spend time to study and to rethink all those things he has received.
我们会看到，在这里保罗花了很多的时间和功夫来想他自己得救的这个事情。
Yeah. However, we should notice one thing in verse 20.
我们来看第二十章。
20节。Verse 20.
我们来看第二十节。
Acts chapter 9 verse 20.
在第九章的第二十节。
And again, in the Chinese translation, it's not that clear, but in the English, it's very clear. It's saying, after he spent some time with the believers in Damascus, immediately he proclaimed Jesus in the synagogues.
我们来看到这一点呢，在汉语当中并不十分的清楚，但是在英文当中很明显。在他花了一些时间与大马士革的门徒相处之后，他立刻就在这个各会堂中去宣传耶稣，说他是神的儿子。
Saying he is the Son of God.
我们会看到这里面这个保罗去讲说耶稣是神的儿子。
So for Paul, yes, he need to rethink and he need to be retrained, but at the same time, he do things immediately.
我们会看到在这里保罗是刚刚信主之后，他就立刻就做事情。
And when he did all those things, he invited oppositions and debates from all these Jews. And as a result of that, in verse 22, it says, but Saul increased all the more in strength and confounded the Jews who lived in Damascus by proving that Jesus was the Christ.
我们会看到在使徒行传第九章第二十二节里面说到扫罗是越发有能力能驳倒住大马士革的犹太人，证明耶稣是基督。
For those who are opposing the way,
我们来看到这里面保罗所使用的办法
is a nightmare for them.
这个是
噩梦。
是。
It's a nightmare. 噩梦。
这是一个噩梦，对。
Because that is as if Stephen has come back to life and now continue to debate these people.
因为我们想到斯提凡，
复活了。好像
OK 我们看到的景象就仿佛是斯蒂凡复活了一样，
然后他 and then he continued debate with these Jews,
他继续的与那些犹太人辩论。
And then it seems like Saul is even more powerful than Stephen.
我们会看到这里的扫罗是比斯蒂凡更加越发的有力。
Now if that's the case, I think we need to think about this.
我们来想一想这件事。
Have we thought about our faith is sometimes a bit weak?
我们有没有有的时候感觉自己的信仰是很薄弱的？
Or we think about some believer who are new believers.
或者我们有的时候是其他的弟兄姐妹为初信者、新信徒。
We will think that we don't measure up to do a certain things.
所以我们有的时候感到这些政府官不能做什么事情。
To the point we say that it's impossible for God to use me.
我们会感觉神不太可能用这样的人做事。
But all those may not be true.
但是这些很有可能并不是这样。
As Paul processed all these things about Jesus, he continued to do ministry.
我们来看到在这里，神仍然做他自己的事情。
And his message is very simple, very clear.
我们会看到在这里面，神使用保罗所传递了一个很简单信息。
Jesus is the Son of God. Doesn't need to be too complicated. Jesus is the Son of God. But that message is what we need to tell people. Because that message undermines also the assumptions of our culture and the friends around us.
This is 必须要讲的事情。
And then when we reach verse 23, we know that the Jews cannot stand Saul.
我们来看在第二十三节，这些犹太人呢，他们就商议要杀扫。
And so in Damascus, they tried to kill him.
所以我们会看到他们在大马士革这个城市，他们就想设计来害扫。
And it seems like Saul's disciples rescued him.
我们会看到这里扫罗的门徒就救了扫罗。
And then lower him from lower him from the opening in the wall and let him fled to Jerusalem.
所以我们会看到在这里呢，扫罗呢就离开了大马士革，就逃亡到耶路撒冷。
Of course, reaching Jerusalem, he has the same problem again.
但是到了耶路撒冷之后，又面临同样的难题。
No one wants to receive him.
没有人想接待
扫罗这个人。It's absolutely ridiculous to receive Paul if you want to persecute us.
因为大家都觉得，哎，如果一旦接待了扫罗，他有可能就会受到逼迫。
But there is one guy changed that.
但是却有一个人在这儿是改变了这个局面。
And his name is Barnabas.
那他的名字呢，就叫巴拿巴。
We know a little bit about Barnabas in Acts chapter at the end of Acts chapter 4.
那我们知道巴拿巴的这个人首次出现是在《使徒行传》的第四章36到37节那里。
He is that one guy, apostle, who was willing to sell his possessions and gave all the money to the disciples.
所以我们会看到在《使徒行传》第四章那里曾经记载过关于这个巴拿巴的信息，说他家有田地，但是他把田地卖了，把价银拿来放在使徒的脚前，来支持使徒的宣教事工。
And his name is Barnabas because he's an encourager. He likes to encourage people. He loves people.
我们会看到在这一段经文当中特别提出，巴拿巴的意思如果直译过来叫劝慰者。如果翻译的再通俗一点，就是他是一个非常善于安慰别人的人。
And again, Barnabas did it again, and he went to bring Saul to the apostles.
所以我们会看到在这里，别人不接待扫罗的时候，他把他接待扫罗，并且领他去见使徒们。
Again, he did not have long speeches.
我们会看到，而且他伴随着一个宣讲。
Yeah, he did not do long sermons. He only do a very simple thing.
我们会看到他同样讲的那个很简单的事情。
He bring Saul to the apostles.
他把他做了很简单的事情，他就是带扫罗去见使徒们。
And then defend him in front of these apostles.
而且我们会看到他在使徒面前是很维护扫罗。
How we wish we have some people do that to us and help us like that.
当类似的事情发生在我们身上的时候，我们会怎么做？
But there are these simple things that the Lord has put in place so that Saul would become the Paul we know today.
但是我们会看到神就是通过这样简单的事情，神把扫罗给建立起来。
And what he did is that he, after that, they receive him and then he do ministry in Jerusalem.
我们会看到当扫罗被接待了之后，他就在耶路撒冷继续的服事。
The end result.What happened afterwards? They want to kill him again. So they send him back home, send him to Tarsus. They send him back home to Tarsus. 他们送他回家去大树。
OK, 就是耶路撒冷的基督徒就把扫罗，就把扫罗送回了大树。
And at the end of it is that statement at the beginning, we have read at the beginning of the message.
我们就看到这个信息的开始。
And as the conclusion of the story.
同样也是整段这个经文的一个结论的部分，就是第三章。
So the church throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria had peace and was being built up and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, it multiplied.
那你说到那时犹太加利利撒玛利亚各处的教会都得平安被建立凡事敬畏蒙圣灵的安慰人数就增多了。Okay,
so the story is about Saul.
我们会看到这是一个关于扫罗的故事。
But we also pay attention to those small people that God has placed around Saul to help him.
但是呢，我们在这个故事当中，我们也可以看到神借着一些小人物、平凡的人在做事情。
Maybe we can look at ourselves as we look at these people around Saul.
我们会看到，我们也从扫罗这些周围的人身上看到我们自己。
These people, these little guys, are as important as Saul in his life.
我们会看到这些人物，他们虽然平凡，但是对于保罗的一生是很重要的。
God has no revelation to us to tell us that we will be like Saul.
我们会看到神他启示我们。
God has not revealed to us that we will be like Saul.
神没有启示我们说我们会像保罗一样。
But we all know that we can be like Ananias and like Barnabas, do some small things.
但是我们可以完全像亚拿尼亚或是像巴拿巴一样做一些平凡的小事。
Small things, but absolutely important things.
我们会看到这些事的确很小，但也很重要。
Important not because ourselves.
重要不是因为我们自己。
But because of Jesus.
而是因为基督。
And the plan that he has. And to deny that we can play a part. If we deny, we can play a part.
如果我们拒绝的话,
we are denying that Jesus is actually that good and powerful. But we can do something, little things. And important things.
但是它也是很重要的。
So do not be discouraged.
不要气馁，不要这个不鼓励别人。
Do not deny what Jesus has given us.
不要拒绝基督在我们身上要成就的事。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you for your message.
主，我们感谢你赐给我们的信息。
For you have given us Jesus.
你已经把耶稣基督赐给了我们。
That he has died for us.
他为我们而死。
You have also given us Paul.
你也赐给我们像保罗这样的使徒。
So we understand what you are saying to us.
所以我们知道其实他跟我们是一样的。
But you also have given us these believers and people who are helping Paul.
但是我们会看到连保罗这样的使徒也需要人来帮助他。
And because of that, your church is built up.
我们会看到
And believers has multiplied.
那我们会看到，这个信徒们是如何去，应该是如何行事。
We ask that you will let us see our part in your plan.
让我们能够成为你旨意计划的一部分。
That we may enjoy and trust in you.
让我们可以信靠你，并且以你为乐。
Follow you to walk on this way.
让我们可以跟随你，始终行在你的道路上。
Or we can say your will.
让我们可以去完成你的旨意。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们如此祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.